Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In his book, The Bible Jesus Read, Phil Yancey contends that the Old Testament book of Job is not really about suffering, any more than flour, eggs, and shortening are about cakes. Yes, he acknowledges that suffering and pain are the ingredients the book of Job is made of. But the real message, he contends, is about faith, the kind I think of as raw, naked faith. Job did have this kind of faith, the deep, settled kind which says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Raw, naked faith doesn't have all the answers, but it does have an unswerving commitment to God which never looks back. Job's kind of faith, unlike a lot of our thinking today, doesn't have all the answers before it believes, nor does it hold God responsible for what we dislike or cannot change. Strangely enough, a vast number of people today can't seem to get beyond the brokenness of the world to see how greater good is God, the Father and Creator. In one of his essays, C.S. Lewis said that ancient man approached God as the accused person approaches his judge. Simply put, he approaches God humbly and gently, begging for mercy. But, believed Lewis, for the modern man, the roles are reversed. He is the judge. God is in the dock. The trial may end in God's acquittal, he said, but the important thing is that man is on the bench and God is in the dock. Raw, naked faith is much different from what I think of as contract faith, the kind that says, "God, let's make a deal. Now, I know you're a gentleman, so if you give me your word you'll do this for me, then here is what I will do for you." Contract faith is the kind advocated by scores of people today who believe that the Bible holds the key to your personal wealth, your health, your prosperity. And if you keep your end of the bargain, God is going to honor his contractual obligation and pour out great blessing in your life. Contract faith isn't new. Reading the book of Job, you realize that it was the basic attitude of Job's friends who said, in effect, "Hey, Job, you've blown it. Something is wrong with you, so take responsibility for your problem. Confess your failure and then get on with your life." In my middle 20s, I visited an old man in his 80s who was dying in the hospital. Looking into my eyes, he asked, "Why does God allow me to suffer as he does? Why won't he just let me die?" I think my brow must have burst with beaded sweat. I still recall the frustration bordering on panic as I searched for an answer. They hadn't given me one in my preacher classes. But what I have learned is that naked, raw faith is the only kind that will take you through the dark hour when things happen that make no sense. A baby is born who will never be completely normal and run and play as other children will. A mother of three young children dies with cancer. A dad is struck by a truck as he changes a tire while his wife and children are waiting for him so they can all go to church. No, it doesn't make sense. Raw, naked faith is the kind that the writer of Hebrews wrote of, saying, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Job did have that kind of faith, the kind that says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him," because he knew God is a good God, and with that knowledge, you keep on trusting him.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.